Hello, everyone. This is Ron Kelleher at Guidelines with another segment of Encouraging Words by Darlene Sala. Today's segment is titled Level Paths for Your Feet. Now, here's Darlene.
I've been fascinated by a little phrase in the Bible that says, make level paths for your feet. How do you do that? Well, you make a level path for your feet when you make it easy to do right and hard to do wrong. I just had to apply that verse myself. Because of an early heart problem, my husband chose to stop eating fatty foods. I decided to make level paths for our feet and clear out the pantry of foods we'd decided we'd no longer eat. After that, eating as we should was much easier. Okay, that's not a very spiritual example, but that verse helped me just the same. King David got himself in deep trouble by making it easy to do wrong. The Bible says, in the spring, at the time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with the army. But David remained in Jerusalem. He should have been out with his men, but he stayed home, and he got into deep trouble because of his decision. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and it was all downhill from there. David committed adultery with Bathsheba, got her pregnant, and then had her husband killed to try to cover up what he had done. None of it would have ever happened if he had made level paths for his feet. You can decide how you're going to live your life, what kind of movies and TV shows you're going to watch, what books and magazines you're going to have in your home, even what kind of thoughts you're going to dwell on. You simplify your life a great deal if you make these decisions ahead of time, drawing a line and saying, this is how I'm going to live, and that's settled. It's how you make level paths for your feet.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information about Guidelines and our ministry, visit us on the web at guidelines.org or email us at guidelines@guidelines.org.